another jewel in the North Woods, a town, Park Rapids. And it was the focus of Let's Visit last month. And coming up here, we'll be listening to an interview I had with a couple of doves who have made Park Rapids their retirement community. So it's kind of like the opposite of snowboarding. They came north.
And you call them doves?
That's their last name.
Oh, God.
Telling people, are you going to retire to Minnesota? I said, oh, yeah, we're going to go up there and we're going to start the Northern Light Opera Company. Thinking that's a pun. You know, is it the Northern Light Opera Company or is it the Northern Light Opera Company? You know, so funny, you know, really, really fun. But after we were here for a year, our daughter said, when are you going to do it?
Yeah.
And so.
So how long after that did it happen?
Well, about
a year.
A little bit less.
Yeah,
because we got a group of people together to find out whether or not they thought the community would go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said?
They said, yeah, go for it.
Let's try it.
Try it.
Paul and Pat Dove live in Park Rapids. They're a couple of rare birds in that while many people move south for retirement, they moved north.
You retired here.
Well, we retired, but we had...
We were Minnesota natives, but we were working
in Indiana. Yeah. I taught at the University of Evansville. Sure. I taught music.
I taught music at the university.
Music education, yeah. Voice, had choral groups.
Okay.
And Pat was a...
I taught food service in middle school and culinary arts in high school.
We purchased property up here in 1976, and so we were coming up for summers because down in Evansville, Indiana, which is very south Indiana, it gets to be hot and humid, and so we had a reason to come up to Park Rapids.
When we were married, I lived up north and he lived in the southern part of the state, and we decided that we were going to have a lake home at some time. So we started thinking about that, and then we bought this property and came up summers until we retired and figured out what to do with the rest of our life.
It was also one of those things that we would, as when we retired, we would come up and spend a few more months at the end of the summer and maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
We were not intending to stay here over the winter. This is just going to be a place to spend summer.
And now?
And
well, if you're living in a place, the first year we called it cocooning, you know, where you just kind of laid low and checked to see what was happening around. And then we started getting involved. And then to belong to a community, you need to be involved in things and get to know, be part of the community life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got stranded here.
Yeah.
And here's where we are.
Well, and you guys really chose the arts to be your area of involvement.
Yeah, I think basically.
Yeah.
Since making Park Rapids, Minnesota their full-time, year-round retirement community, Pat and Paul Dove created the Northern Light Opera Company, became instrumental in the creation of the Park Rapids Lakes Area Arts Commission, and were behind Park Rapids becoming a designated arts community in the state of Minnesota. With their Northern Light Opera Company, which they referred to as NLOC, N-L-O-C, Pat and Paul produced their first opera in 2002 and have been producing shows every summer since.
Yeah. Made a name for itself.
Yeah, it has done well. And we got a Jerome Travel Grant. Once we got started at the Northern Light Opera Company, we got a Jerome Travel Grant to go west to find out what other community theaters were doing.
Oh.
What were their best practices? What were their... And I think the reason that we got the grant was when it asked, what questions do you want to ask? I said, the best questions, the most important questions will not be thought of until we get there. And so they gave us a grant.
Where did you go poking around?
California, Washington.
Yeah.
And Utah.
Yeah, and then ended in Arizona.
In Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just, you know, it's just interesting to see how other people.
Yeah. Did you go to like-sized communities?
Oh.
Some, and then some larger. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Seattle.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The Seattle Light Opera Company, the.
So
one of the things that we learned from that was get the best people you can as directors, as choreographers, people who are going to, you can get local people who are community people to look good if the people who are directing them know what they want and can do that.
And so, can guide them. And,
right. And so with our daughter being a Juilliard graduate in drama, we had a built-in director and a way to have grandchildren here during the summer.
Yeah, so they come up in the summer?
Yeah, they live up here in the
and
summer.
And where do they live in the during the school year?
New York City.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So that's fun.
Mikado, Fiddler on the Roof, Godspell, The Apothecary. These are just a few of the works that Paul and Pat Dove and their daughter Lisa have brought to the Northern Light Opera Company stage in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Creating theatrical productions originally written in another time in our cultural history can sometimes present awkward and uncomfortable situations when some of the original themes in a production contrast drastically with what is socially acceptable in modern times. But art has a unique power, which when used wisely can actually build bridges between cultures and ultimately inspire cultural change.
3 years ago, we did Annie Get Your Gun.
Yes.
And Annie Get Your Gun, the movie, did not paint a pretty picture of the natives. And so being Pine Point is so close, we wanted to make sure we had their approval to do this show. So we connected with some leaders.
Yeah.
And then we decided to do an Enlaw Kids. So our Lisa and then we have student interns. And so we've had a 3-week workshop or a theater camp up there at Pine Point. And so half the kids are from Pine Point and half the kids from Park Rapids. And the Pine Point, Nagani, is the cultural director at the school. And she is their bus driver. And so she comes to Park Rapids and picks up the kids and brings them back. And then also serves the meal at lunchtime. And so they've been able to, they write their own script. They write their music and they perform an original musical for presentation to the community. And so the first two years it was in the center, the community center at Pine Point is where, this year it was under construction, so it was in the gym, and then we came to Park Rapids and did that same production in the Armory. So that both communities would have more access to it. And it's been a good building of relationships, I think, collaborating, and we're on deck to do it again next year.
The short story mm-hmm. on Annie Get Your Gun, their spiritual leader took the part of
Sitting Bull
in the production. They also involved some of the kids dancing in the show.
And some of the kids were in the jingle dress.
Yeah, great.
What was powerful about it is that the people in Park Rapids picked up on it and said, oh, we need to do more. And so now they have stolen another thing from Bemidji and have the welcoming signs on their doors.
The Anishinaabe words for different things around the community.
Around the community.
And the businesses, yeah. The League of Women Voters took that on as a challenge.
In addition to creating the Northern Light Opera Company, Paul and Pat Dove were the creative forces behind an organization they call the Park Rapids Lakes Area Arts Commission. They shorten that to simply PRLAAC, P-R-L-A-A-C. It's something of an umbrella organization under which several arts organizations work together so that they can be more intentional about their collaborating and scheduling of events, so that all the organizations and the community can get the most out of what is happening in the arts scene.
What we were finding is that there were a number of organizations that would have their concerts, for example, on a night that shared the same night, and they were competing for audience. And in a small town, that doesn't work very well. So we checked with them, and I think now we have like 15 or 16 arts organizations that are part of that, plus some interested persons, and we meet monthly.
Okay.
And compare and, you know, give support and incubate new ideas. So that's been a good thing, I think.
The monthly meetings have everybody comes and they share what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So the people who are the leaders within those organizations at least see what's happening in the other arts.
In the broader community.
A broader community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people get along with each other. They like each other. The thing that we have not done, and I think that'll have to be the next push, is that there are a number of individual artists that are in the area. We have a representative who will go out on as far as the Art Leap, yep, and coordinate with 22 different, or even maybe more.
And that really increased this
yeah.
year,
right.
yeah.
the number of
yeah.
people
yeah.
participating
yeah.
in art.
So
right.
we've had a person who has coordinated those artists to be ready to have a display on a weekend in
yeah.
the fall. You know, so that has been good. So they're communicating that way. To make use of that idea that maybe they're stronger as a group rather than as individuals. Then the other part of PERLAC is the generation of new ideas. You know, how can we, what would be fun to do? And then can we find somebody who can champion that?
Yeah.
You know, and that's worked out pretty well for us.
And I guess the most recent is the Great American Story. You know, that's now we had our third year. So it's getting recognition.
Yep.
You know, people, it was well attended, and a number of people did enter a story. They have to do a video or
an application.
Yeah.
And then they're chosen to be finalists, and we have
yeah.
four finalists that come.
Mm-hmm. So things like that make the community aware there are things happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was modeled at, we stole the idea from New York Mills,
yeah,
in the Great American Think Off. We checked ahead of time to see whether or not they would mind. And since theirs is in the spring and ours is going to be in the fall, there was not going to be.
Because Jerry Mevison, he's in the area, Monaga.
Well, Wadena.
So he had worked with the Great American Think Off.
Yeah, and he's part of the Jack Pine Writers Block.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And
they
do great work.
So did you, when you guys had moved up here,
yeah,
did you have any idea of this rich arts community?
No.
And then you just kept mining more.
Well, once we started PERLAC, then these organizations said, who needs a seat? You know, so then the writers were a strong group long before we formed PERLAC. The Corral was strong.
Community band.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's still, in a way, a well-kept secret.
In the nearly 20 years since making Park Rapids, Minnesota their year-round retirement community, the Doves have brought opera to town, and they've created collaborative, symbiotic relationships among arts organizations in the community. They were also part of an effort that resulted in Park Rapids being named a State of Minnesota Designated Arts Community, and they have no intention of stopping their flow of creative ideas that continue to ensure Park Rapids, Minnesota is as much known for its arts as it is known for its outdoor recreation.
The new thing as part of the arts designation, the city constituted a commission that was an arts and culture advisory commission. So that has been working and dealing with things that the city has, anything artistic that they needed. But we did a city plan, where we defined different action plans that the city might take part in. And the first one that we did was we stole an idea from Bemidji on having sculptures. And so we have
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, we have a sculpture park in Red Bridge Park.
Red Bridge
yes.
Park,
right.
You know, and it's a gem. It is a gorgeous place. And people in the community are saying, oh, this is nice. And maybe a second phase of that in a year or 2 years might be downtown, bring the arts downtown from the park. And when they did a street design 7 years ago, they had nodes out there for the so that pedestrians can get out into the street mm-hmm. farther before they walk across the street. Right on that node, it's a perfect spot.
Thanks to Paul and Pat Dove for sharing their story and how they are using their passions to inspire positive changes in their retirement community of Park Rapids, Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. Today, we're hanging in Park Rapids. And just a reminder, Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.